With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Matt Weaverink. News for AutoMotion, 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. OPP are still out stopping stunt drivers on the 401 between London and Chatham. Provincial police say they stopped two drivers in that stretch over the weekend who were both going more than 50 kilometers per hour over the speed limit. One of them was a 24-year-old from Harrison, Ontario, who was stopped on the eastbound 401 near Communication Road Saturday afternoon for going more than 55 over. The other driver was a 23-year-old from Brampton, who was stopped near Curry Road in the Dutton area early Sunday morning for going more than 65 kilometers per hour over the limit. Both of those drivers were charged with stunt driving, so their vehicles were impounded and their driver's licenses have been suspended for at least 30 days. The municipality of Chatham-Kent is getting another financial boost from the Ontario Lottery and Gaming Corporation for hosting the casino in Chatham. This year, the municipality is receiving $1.6 million for that, which is down only slightly from last year's total. According to municipal officials, the money they get from the OLG is used to offset the cost of the services they deliver and to support grants, community groups, events, public art, and community initiatives. The federal budget is set to come out today, but we already have a couple of hints about what it might include. We could see a national school food program and new taxes on the rich and wealthy corporations. That's not sitting well with economists and business groups, who told the Globe and Mail it could hurt productivity. Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland will present the budget at 4 this afternoon. And in Quebec, a judge has cleared the way for a class action lawsuit against 16 pharmaceutical companies for their role in the opioid crisis. Among those named are Pfizer Canada and Bristol Myers Squibb. It's looking for $30,000 for each member of the class action and $25 million from each company. The Red Wings kept their playoff hopes alive with an overtime win against Montreal last night, 5-4. The Wings are tied on points with Washington for the last wildcard spot in the East. The Capitals shut out the Bruins 2-0 last night. Pittsburgh also has an outside shot if they beat the Islanders tomorrow night, and Detroit and Washington both lose their last games of the season. The Blue Jays picked up their third straight win. They beat the Yankees 3-1 last night, and Detroit lost 1-0 against Texas. Sunny today with a high of 18 Celsius. Cloudy tonight, chance of rain starting after midnight. Windy as well, a low of 8. Tomorrow, rain and the risk of a thunderstorm late in the afternoon and a high of 15. I'm Matt Weaverank. For more on these and other stories, visit cknewstoday.ca.